The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, April the 18th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Martin.
Hi, guests.
You're right.
Good afternoon.
Hello, listeners.
We've got a packed studio. We've got loads of lovely guests. We've got guests in the studio, guests on the phone. We've got people on the email. We've got a trillion, and I counted them, 1,953,000,000 tweets. And we've got almost as many emails. So we've got lots to get through today. So we haven't got any time for any of your ranting.
Is there anybody listening to us, though?
Of course not.
Because everyone's been on holiday for 2 weeks,
I exactly. Think. Yeah, right. Everybody forgot it.
Back at work today.
Everybody thinks it's Monday.
Yeah.
People keep emailing me going, good luck tomorrow. I go, no, it's today. And they go, oh, I'm listening tomorrow. No, you're not, it's today. Because everybody thinks it's Monday, and it isn't, is it?
Well, I know Tented and Twilight have been on the Twitter today.
They have indeed.
Wishing us a successful show.
Yeah.
I think they might be busy, though. I think they're downloading on the podcast later. I think that was the message I read.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
I wonder where you were going with that for a minute.
Well, no need to go any further than I have.
Okay, cool. Well, talking about Tenterton Toilets, or Tenterton Twilight as they're known affectionately, but they do have Tenterton Toilets as one of their Twitter handles, because they are, in fact, the cleaners of the toilets in Tenterton, the public toilets, that is, and a brilliant job they do too. But Laura of Tenterton Twilight actually posted a picture of her doggy earlier. And there's a reason she posted a picture of her doggy. So I might as well cover that now, because I've only had 5 emails about this. Thank you, Denise. Yes. Anyway, it's about the hot dog thing that we've been running for a couple of weeks and that I've been tweeting out.
Mm.
And it's basically the Stove Hub are running a competition for you to get your doggy as the face of their packaging. And it's in aid of a charity, which is the Medical Dogs Charity. Okay, so that's the background to it. And I've got an update. And I've got 4 pages of update, but I found a bit that says, so the short version is, and that's what I'm going to read. And the short version is, anyone who has a dog and is listening really should enter, as we have some great prizes, with each winner getting a doggy package worth over £600 each. And a doggy package is things like dog grooming or baskets or, you know, doggy-related paraphernalia. There's a half-day photo shoot. There's a premium dog food pack. There's pets at home vouchers. There's books. There's a weekend stay at a pet-friendly farm, Hawthorne Farm. There's doggy daycare. And there's grooming. You can't ask for much more than that. Mm. I think I'd fancy some of that, and I haven't got a dog. I could do with a bit of grooming and a day away on a farm. Anyway, so there's some great prizes to win. It's a fantastic campaign. We want to hear from anyone who wants to get involved. And if you're not a doggy business, how about making a donation to Medical Detection Dogs so that they can do more fantastic work on cancer detection and supporting people with life-threatening illnesses? For those of you that don't know, the charity that they're supporting, which is Medical Detection Dogs, are these fabulous dogs that can sniff cancer, early-stage cancer. Yeah. And some other kind of diseases and afflictions. Mm. And, of course, it's a fantastic way of early detection with stuff like that. Really brilliant. It blows you away, really, doesn't it? And talking to the guys there, there are dogs, not in this particular charity, there are other dogs that can determine when you're going to have an epileptic fit if you suffer from such things as well. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they need money, obviously, to help with training dogs and supporting dogs and all the rest of it. So the Heating Hub... guys based in Rochester, and they have a store in Rochester, and they sell heating equipment and wood-burning stoves and all that kind of stuff. They're running this campaign, which is to get your dog on their packaging. Mm. So the best way to find out about that is to follow them on their Twitter, and you can follow either the Stove Hub or the Heating Hub, and you can follow Denise, who's helping them with it. Denise is a marketing consultant, and her, what she calls her Hair Up account, i.e. that's a behave yourself one, is the Mylan Focus. That's spelled M-Y-L-A-N, the Mylan Focus. Or you can just follow her Hair Down account, which is where she's really cheeky and rude, especially to me. And that is Denise Wilton. But she changed the name of her Twitter account because I couldn't pronounce her name properly. So she's made her account phonetic, and it's now D-E-N-E-E-Z Wilton. So do follow those.
I think Jackie Offen might be interested in that. She's JJ Systems.
She's a doggy person.
She is a doggy person. Mm. She's got a beagle, and her business partner's got a beagle as well. And
yeah, they but take... what about dogs?
Well, I'm not even going to go there, listener. Okay. The listener knows what I'm talking about.
Good.
And they take their beagles into work every day, and they're a little bit boisterous, it has to be said. So they do bark a lot.
Okay.
I'm not sure what everybody else in the office thinks of the two beagles running amok in the office. But
they smoke while they're there.
They don't,
because you're not allowed to smoke in an office anymore. You know what beagles are like with smoking, don't you? Yeah.
So I think we'll put Jackie in touch with the stove hub, because I think she'd quite like her beagle picture on there.
I do think she... I do believe I did see a post from her with her beagle in it, which I'm assuming she had posted from. But by all means, you know... Mm. Push her along with that, because you are right, she is a doggy person.
Have you ever thought about or been involved with running a business event or any kind of event?
I thought you were going to say running for a minute there. The only time I've run is when I'm in trouble.
Well, you've told me you used to be a bit of a football manager. You were a goalie, weren't you? So
I started off as a goalkeeper, but not I got injured running. And then I played midfield. Yeah. But there's a fantastic piece of film of me playing at Maidstone. At the old rec, my eldest son, who was about 6 at the time, my wife then was filming me playing football in a cup final there. And all you can hear is Jamie, my son, going, "Mum, why's Dad not moving anywhere?" And I heard him do it. And and you hear me shout, "'Cause Daddy's a midfield general, that's why."
Well, I was trying to give the lovely Amanda Flanders a plug for her event there.
Quite right, too.
Before you so rudely...
Sorry.
Interrupted me. So if it's all right with you, I'm going to go back to it. Amanda, just for you. Mm. 16th of May, 9:30 to 4:30, Amanda is running a great event where she's going to be telling people and showing people, with the help of a lady called Sharon Lynn, how to run a successful event.
Ah, cool.
Now, I think more and more people are getting involved with workshops and seminars and events generally. So... why not get yourself along? It's £75, which I think will be money well spent, and it will give you all the tips that you need to make your event a success. 16th of May, 9:30 to 4:30, book it on the Butterflies Business Events website.
Fantastic. I need to say a big thank you, because I nearly forgot, for today's show sponsor. That would be very remiss of me, because they've been fabulous supporters. And today's show sponsor are the lovely folks at Channel Facilities Management. They're eco-friendly cleaning, security and facilities support company. They're based over at Bettshanger Park, but they cover the southeast. They service my offices in Canterbury, and fabulous they are too. And I want to say a massive thank you to them for supporting us on the Business Bunker Show. You can
Darren and Joe, nice guys.
Absolutely. Darren, Joe and Dave.
Oh, I haven't met Dave.
You haven't met Dave? Mm. And they're really nice guys. They do a fabulous job. In their cleaning work, they use no chemicals whatsoever. Mm. They use totally eco-friendly stuff.
I have met Dave, because I was at Grow Kent recently. They were exhibiting there.
Right.
And it wasn't Joe that digested the cleaning fluid, but he gave it to Dave for him to digest.
Right.
So just to show how environmentally friendly their toilet cleaner is, he got Dave to put some on his finger and eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
what they didn't tell you, it's got alcohol in it. No, it hasn't really.
So, yeah, they really are.
They really are. It really is chemical-free stuff, and they do a brilliant job of cleaning as well. Yeah. It actually cleans. So thank you to Channel Facilities Management for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. You've also had Laura on from Centerton Twilight.
Ah.
And she says, "Hi, actually, Laura. Martin, I'm listening."
Oh, good. Yeah. Thanks, Laura.
So she's listening.
Yeah.
And just while we're doing such things of people that are telling me they're listening, Telcare are listening. Lisa Marie Settle over there in Rochester, the telecoms provider. Yeah. And who else is telling me they're listening? Oh, Amanda. She said, "Thanks for the shout out. I'm listening."
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, and Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes.
Oh, Sally.
Sally makes the most fabulous cakes.
Yeah. And Sally's husband, Glenn,
actually
adapted the Prime Suspect series for TV.
He's a writer. He's a TV writer. He writes Holby City and Vera.
Prime Suspect 1973, I think it was called, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
You know, which
that's
was right. The kind of the prequel to Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Which was a brilliant series. So well done, Glenn.
Yeah. He, Glenn also wrote the screenplay for the film that I backed with Jonathan Pryce, One Last Dance, which was a fantastic film that we made a couple of years ago. And Glenn wrote the screenplay for that. Cool. Wow.
A very talented household down there.
Cakes. Absolutely. But cakes, it's screenwriting. It's the cakes that you've got to worry about. Yeah. It's not Glenn and his writing. Anyone can do that. It's Sally's cakes. They're the ones. Sally for cakes. Get
talking
in
of cakes and a bit of a plug for our beautiful county, I did the White Cliffs Walk on Friday. Have you ever done that?
No.
So you park up near Dover Castle. I think it's National Trust land. £3.50, £3.50 to park your car. And then you can walk right along from the harbour all the way along St Margaret's Bay. And there's the South Foreland Lighthouse at the end there, and you can have tea and cake there after about a 2 mile walk. Yeah. And it is absolutely gorgeous. And then you walk all the way back.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you're nice looking one. For something to do,
it's nice.
You can do a lot
worse
than that.
Especially on a nice day. Absolutely. Right, I've had a tweet. I've had quite a few tweets, but we'll start reading some of them from Athelbrae Training Company. And they say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, could you mention the managing absence course on the 21st of June at Chilston Park? Bookings taken via Kate. This is an email address, kate@athelbrae.co.uk. Thank you. It's a pleasure. And Athelbrae is spelled A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, athelbrae.co.uk. That's kate@athelbrae.co.uk. Managing absence on the 21st of June. We've had a tweet from the Business Diaries, who just say hello. The Business Diaries are an event that's happening, the next one's in June, and they're storytelling events.
That's Lisa again, isn't it?
It's Kelsey. Lisa Marie Settles organised that, and the first one was in March, and it was a brilliant event. It's at the Innovation Centre at Medway in Canterbury, and there were two or three business people there who did stories. Now, they did they weren't motivational stories, they weren't how to do things, it wasn't about selling anything. It was a real story from their early life that could be about anything, that's just summed up something that they felt about their life. It was fascinating evening. And the next one's in June. I can't remember the date, which is a bit remiss of me because I'm speaking at it, but it's sometime in June, and they're really good fun. So that's the Business Diaries.
We've had an email in from the lovely Natalie Benaigs, who runs Kent Creative Awards, and tickets are now on sale for their awards dinner night, which is on Friday the 19th of May
at Ashford School.
I think it was in Faversham last year, wasn't it?
It was at the Alexander Centre in Faversham last year. It's at Ashford School this year because Ashford School are the main sponsors.
New sponsor, yeah.
I know this because I'm one of the judges.
Right. So that's going to be a lovely evening with a three-course dinner, wine, live music and magic by the ever-popular Etienne Pradier.
He's getting everywhere at the moment, isn't he?
He is getting about because he's at Linda Garcia's event.
He's
on
everywhere.
The 11th
he's
of
everywhere,
May, isn't he?
But being French, I think he's doing impersonations of the Scarlet Pimpernel, is what I think. He's here. They seek him here, they seek him there, they seek him everywhere. Etienne is at everything. And I've got to tell you, he's a close-up magician. Have any of you ever seen him?
Not right.
See him. Amazing. Absolutely unbelievable.
Quick hands.
He does a trick with a wine bottle right in front of your face, and you still can't work out how he does it. No matter. I got him to do it in slow motion. Still can't see. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's on Friday the 19th of May. It's at Ashford School. Tickets are £65 or 10% discount if you book more than five tickets. And it's all on Eventbrite. And I was with the lovely Natalie 2 weeks ago, actually, at Slope Off Friday in Ramsgate, which is the FSB networking lunch. And Natalie was talking all about it then. So it's going to be a lovely evening.
And Natalie has a show on After Hours later today at 4 o'clock, which is the Kent Creative Arts Show. I'll tell you more about that later. We've had a tweet from Julie Davis, who says, it's back to school for the ladies on the flower start. As I start my flower start, my four-week flower arranging class. Please, could you give me a shout-out? Well, I certainly can, Julie. And you can follow Julie on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is JDFLWR Workshops. That's flower shortened. JD Flower Workshops. Do give her a follow. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Bit of cheesy tunage?
We're going to have a bit of tunage. It's not very cheesy because I couldn't find anything relevant for to be cheesy about, so I just picked some. Well, it is cheesy, but it's cheesy in a different
way. Couldn't you do anything sort of chocolate egg related or Easter bunny?
I thought about that, but then I thought about you and this sprang to mind. The things I do for love.
like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, channelradio.co.uk and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 18th of April. We're now joined on the phone, hopefully, by Pete Cohen. Hello, Pete.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. There was a pause there and I thought, oh, no, I've lost him. But I haven't. You're there.
I'm definitely here.
Thank you so much for joining us on the phone. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Can we start off, Pete, just by finding a little bit about you, a bit about your background and what it is you do?
Yeah, so I kind of specialise in helping people. I say help. I'm more into inspiring people to take control of their life and just be the person that they want to be. I feel that everybody needs coaching. And you look at success and you find with anyone who's had any degree of success, you often find that there was someone behind them. They say behind every great man is a great woman.
Sure.
Behind every great person, there is someone there helping them, inspiring them and being a part of their process of achievement. So I've been very fortunate to work as a business consultant, but also as a sports psychologist. I was a sports psychologist to the Arsenal football team for a couple of years. In fact, I was the sports psychologist to the Kent cricket team in 1999. Oh,
okay.
So, yeah, I just love to help people realize that, you know, the potential that they have. I just think people need someone to help them realize the potential that they have.
Absolutely. It's interesting that you say about people having someone behind them. It's one of those funny things. When you look at successful entrepreneurs or inventors especially, people get their name in lights as an inventor or an entrepreneur or something like that. But the reality is that nobody ever did anything on their own. It's always a combination of other people that have been working in a field, sometimes for many years, that bring it all together and support each other. And then someone invariably rocks up and takes all the glory. But nobody does anything on their own, do they, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like there are no such thing as new ideas. They're just ideas that people have taken and changed. And, you know, a classic example of someone taking the limelight was Steve Jobs, when it was, you know, a Wozniak who basically was a massive part of the creation of what Steve Jobs took the credit for. But, yeah I mean, that happens. And, you know, the old adage, no man is an island. We need each other to help each other. But one of the things, the simplest things which people find difficult to do, especially men, is to actually say, you know what, hey, you know, I need some help here. We don't even like asking for directions, you know. But yeah, you're never going to get anywhere in life without actually asking for help. And I think in many cases, getting someone to help you move through the challenges that you are going to face, because if you want something enough and it's big in what you want to achieve, you will face some obstacles. And often what people do when an obstacle comes is that's when they just give up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that you say that. Many years ago, when I had a proper job and I worked for a corporate company, one of the things that you saw, especially amongst middle managers, is there seemed to be this belief amongst managers that they ought to know the answer to everything. And they would go to incredible lengths to hide the fact that they didn't know, rather than just say to someone, well, I don't know about that, why don't you tell me? And it always used to astound me how people would do that.
Yeah, I think one thing that many human beings struggle to do is to show that they have weaknesses, you know, and no one's physically perfect. So it just stands to reason, if no one's physically perfect, then mentally everyone's going to have insecurities and imperfections. But one of the great things is that human beings can work on their weaknesses. I'm not a massive fan of that. I think people should address their weaknesses, but I think in this day and age, it's much more important to work on your strengths and make your strengths even stronger, because, you know, we do live in a really exciting time. As challenging as it is, you know, there are more millionaires being created now in 1 to 3 years than there ever has been done in the history of the planet. And there's, you know, with companies like Uber who have come from nothing, and Airbnb, I believe that there are real incredible opportunities, but we have to think outside the box and we have to collaborate like never before.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, many years ago, I used to work as a motivational speaker myself. And one of the things I used to talk about was building your talents, not your weaknesses. So I totally, utterly, 100% agree with you. You know, the reason things are weaknesses is because we don't like them, and then we're not very good at them, and it's not what we do. Yeah, if you concentrate on your talents and your abilities and the things that you enjoy, you drag things along. I think Martin wants to have a quick chat as well.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, just co-hosting with Paul today. I was just wondering, Pete, from your point of view, is there like a common theme? Is there like one particular issue where business owners struggle with? Is it confidence, for example? What's the kind of the most common thread that you find?
The most common thread, without a shadow of a doubt, is just a lack of vision. And I remember reading Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, many years ago. And, you know, he estimates it in the 1930s, saying that, you know, only 2% of people really have a compelling vision of where they are going. So if you don't have a vision of where you're going, it's very hard for anyone who works in your organization to get behind you. It just becomes a job. It just becomes something that they do. And then the carrot and stick motivation strategy, which is still very apparent in the world. You know, if you do this, you'll get that. If you don't do that, you'll get this. And that's only going to allow you to go so far. What is needed is a vision, so people see, oh, I see, this is where we're going, and I see the part that I have to play in this. And then people can be galvanized and aligned to moving in the direction that you want them to go. Otherwise, I think you're only going to get so far.
So we hear that word vision a lot, but from your point of view, what does that actually physically mean?
It's that you actually have a picture. So, you know, everyone thinks in pictures. I even work with the England blind cricket team many years ago, and I didn't know, because I didn't know any blind people very well, and I didn't realize that they make images of their mind, that, you know, they're not just holding the bat and the ball's being bowled and they're thinking, I hope I hit it, You know, they can see, and you know, great people who have achieved anything in life, and in many cases, they had an idea of where they were going even before they started, and that's what a vision is. But it's when you describe your vision to people that other people can see what it is that you see.
Yep. Okay. Thanks. Sorry, I thought you were going to say something. So we're kind of fast running out of time, Pete, and it's a fascinating conversation. You're also an author. Give us a quick plug for your books.
Well, I've written 18 books, and I think the best-selling book is, which isn't bad for someone who left school with one O-level, no A-levels, 3 degrees. I'm not just talking about the record by the 3 degrees, but I think the most popular book I've written is probably called Shut the Duck Up, which is about the duck in your head,
right,
the voice that talks to you. You know, and I'm one of these people who massively goes the extra mile, and I think that's something people need to do in order to be successful. So
absolutely,
every single day at 7 a.m. on Facebook, I'm live broadcasting, giving free coaching for 15 minutes every day. I've been doing that for 20 months, every Monday. I'm pretty fired up about what I do, because I think people need help, and now more and more people are becoming more receptive to that fact and doing something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the lucky people of Kent can hear more from you, because you're coming down to be a keynote speaker at the event that we've got going on Wednesday, the 14th of June, which is the Grow Kent event. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm giving a keynote talk about how to live the inspired life. Inspiration is really what people need. Motivation never really works, because people are only really motivated to do the things they want, never to do the things they don't want. So inspiration is when you're able to breathe life into what it is that you want and make it happen. So I'm excited. I know that there's some great work going on down there. There's a lot of entrepreneurial people who are looking to do something incredible and make a real difference in the world.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to seeing you there. I'm chairing the event, so we'll meet there. It's on Wednesday, the 14th of June. It's taking place at the Great Danes Mercure Hotel at Hollingbourne. It's free to attend. There is a website where you can register your ticket, though, which is growkent.co.uk. Or if you can't find that, if you go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website and click on the Best Business Events tab, you can book your ticket or book your place through there. But it is a free event, and you will be able to hear Pete in all of his glory there. Pete, in the meantime, how can people find out more about you? You've got a website, Twitter account, Facebook page?
Well, they can go to my all of that, but PeteCohen.com. But if they just, the easiest thing is to find me on Facebook. Just go to Pete Cohen and then MI365, MI365. And they can get involved in what I'm doing every day, and we can do something great.
Fantastic. We actually have a link to that MI365 site as well on the Kent Business Radio website. That will be there forever, so that you can click that link and find Pete. Pete, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're really looking forward to hearing you at Grow Kent. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much. Same to you both.
Okay, thanks, take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
On Grow Kent, while we're on, mm-hmm. You might want to think about exhibiting there. It was a pretty popular...
Me? I'm chairing it.
No, the Businesses of Kent.
Oh, I see. Sorry, the businesses of Kent.
Not everything in this world is about you.
No, I can't do everything. You said you might want to think about it.
This is a radio station for the Businesses of Kent. This isn't the Paul Andrews radio show.
No, it is.
So,
no, I think you find it is.
The Businesses of Kent might want to think about exhibiting at Grow Kent.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And absolutely. Yes. Carol Black and Penny have just posted a fabulous deal. So it's a flat rate. It's £300 plus VAT for an exhibition stand at Grow Kent. So the last one in Canterbury was very, very popular. So if you fancy...
About 600 people in Canterbury.
Yeah. If you fancy getting more involved on that level, info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk or take a look at their website for more information.
Fantastic.
Well, we are looking to exhibit as well.
Are you?
At the event. Chris and Linda Price.
This is Munya. We're going to talk to Munya in just a moment about the kind of things he's doing, but that will be... It's a good place.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, while we're talking about that, I'll do this one, which is the Maidstone Business Awards, which is the award dinner is on the same day at the same place as the Grow Kent show, but in the evening, obviously. The Maidstone Business Awards are now open for nomination of the award, and the award presentation dinner is on the 14th of June at the Great Danes in the evening. And these are the following categories that you can enter, and anyone that is in the Maidstone Borough area can enter their business for these. There's startup business, recognising a new startup that's shown a clear path to success. There's the small business. Are you a standout small business that's achieved constant growth? There's a creative digital business. Can you show evidence of expertise in digital, creative or media technologies? There's a customer service award. Can your business show that they offer high quality customer service, or more importantly, do your customers think you do? There's the entrepreneur of the year. Are you known for your entrepreneurial flair? There's the innovation award. Have you brought new ideas to life? And there's a hospitality award. Are you a hospitality business that can demonstrate outstanding performance and success? If you're in any of those and you want to apply for any combination of those, or all of them indeed, you can. And you can do that by going to businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone Awards. So that's businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone-awards.
I just want to pick up quickly on one of your ads that you were running earlier on from one of your sponsors, Zoe Cairns.
Yep.
So ZC Live is back. It's on Friday the 9th of June. I don't know why everybody does these things on a Friday, but anyway, it's on a Friday. It's Friday the 9th of June. It's at the Ashford International Hotel. It's 8:30 to 3:30. It's free to attend, as it always is. And I can't believe that there are still businesses out there that aren't actually engaged in any way, shape or form on social media. So this is a great opportunity for you and everybody else, frankly, to get along and learn some new skills and the latest thinking from Zoe and her team. There are also sponsorship opportunities available. So if you'd like to get involved and exhibit and have your brand plastered all over that event, then Zoe would love to talk to you as well. So it's zcsocialmedia.com. To book onto that.
Fantastic. I want to tell you about a tweet I've got. I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail about this. You're going to have to follow them and look at their website. But it's the Street Soccer Group. And Street Soccer changing lives through football. That's our mission and our purpose at Street Soccer. You can find out more about Street Soccer by going to streetsoccerfoundation.org.uk. But basically, they're taking excluded boys and girls and putting them on a football course, but it's much more than football. They have to get involved in all kinds of other things as well as the football. They are doing that in conjunction with a number of professional football clubs, especially Gillingham Trust. I happen to know, because I was at the meeting with the Minister of Sport the other day, a bit of name dropping there, we are about to announce a competition of the football type, but that's available for everybody. So do check out the website, and as that becomes to fruition, we will discuss it further on the Business Bunker show, but there's lots of stuff going on with that. So do check that out. That's streetsoccerfoundation.org.uk. I've also had a tweet from Lordeen Learning. They say, hello, Business Bunker. Would it be possible to let people know about a free webinar I'm hosting this Thursday? The topic for the webinar is the resilience and well-being equation. I don't like maths. I'm not good at maths. And we'll focus on what the link is between resilience, well-being and performance. It's going to take place between 10 and 10:30 on Thursday the 20th of April. And people can register, bearing in mind it's a webinar, at lorddeanlearning.co.uk/resources. Let me spell Lorddean for you. That's L-O-R-D-E-N-E, lorddeanlearning.co.uk/resources. I'll also send a tweet, which you can hopefully retweet for me. I have, in fact, done that. That's from Gemma Sharp of Lordeen Learning. Their Twitter handle is Lordeen Learning as well. So do follow them on the Twitter, have a look at the website, and join in the webinar, please.
Going to give a big Business Bunker hug, actually, as well as a shout-out.
We've got a lawyer here. Don't start that.
For a local branch of the Beanstalk charity, Beanstalk Kent and Medway. And they're celebrating their 25th year of helping children to learn how to read better, which I think is an incredibly worthwhile charity. I've got a friend at the moment who's fostering a young girl that's been from pillar to post over the last sort of 10 years, and she really struggles with her reading. And Beanstalk was actually founded 43 years ago by a lady called Susan Belgrave. And Susan recognised that too many children were struggling with their reading, and ultimately that being something that would limit their future prospects. So she set up Beanstalk with a view to recruiting, training and placing volunteer reading helpers in primary schools where they can provide one-to-one support to children that need that little bit of extra help. So fantastic, worthwhile charity. I haven't got a link here, but I'm sure if you were to look at Beanstalk, Kent and Medway, you'd find them online. Yeah. So good luck and carry on the good work. That's 25 years of supporting young kids to learn how to read better. Brilliant.
It's good, yeah. I had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson just on our last item, and Tracy was saying 100% agree with both Vanilla Web. Yay! In senior management in retail, which was my past life, we would always focus on the team's strengths and growth ability, not their weaknesses. Absolutely. It's one of those strange things, isn't it, that we do get a bit obsessed with people's weaknesses when we really shouldn't, because it's not much use. Cool. Thank you for that. Do you know what? It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our first studio guest of the day, the absolutely wonderful Mr. Munya Bertie. Hello, Munya.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I've been trying to get you on the show for ages, as you know. And Munya and I have done a few things together working. Munya's with Kent County Council, and he's involved with the Enterprise Network.
That's
right. But why don't you tell the listener a bit more about what it is you actually do and the kind of work that you're involved in, and then we'll move that on to what you need from them, because we need some help from them.
Absolutely. We need some help. And like you've said, we have worked together in the past, and we still continue with our relationship, which is fantastic. Mm. Lovely joke, by the way.
Thank you. It fits. Ish.
Just about. Yeah. So, yes, I'm involved with the Enterprise Advisor Network.
Yeah.
It's a national initiative, part-funded, match-funded by the Careers and Enterprise Company. Right. The Careers and Enterprise Company has been around for about 2 years now, just over 2 years. It's essentially created to link schools and education, or education and employers and businesses, in order to inspire young people. Mm-hmm. Because we believe that young people need role models. And we had Peter talking about inspiring people. Mm-hmm. Although our work is focusing on young people, everybody needs inspiring.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something really fundamental, that we don't often talk about the other people behind who help other people out, you know, whether that's be the family members or counselors or whichever other people.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a lot of help.
Sure.
Particularly now in this modern day with social media, with digital technology, etc., we need young people particularly to develop their skills, their resilience. You know, enterprise is part of that, and employee engagement is part of that.
Yeah.
So our role, my role, is to look for business leaders who will work strategically with senior leadership in a secondary school environment to help the school develop an employee engagement and career strategy.
Okay, let's kind of disassemble that and see what that means, because sometimes you ask for things, and lots of people want lots of things, you know.
Yes.
I myself go around telling businesses, I want you to come with me on a 30-30 program, which you've attended. I do a thing called 30-30 in schools, where we talk to young people in schools. So there's a few initiatives going on, so I want to kind of place what you're doing in that overall package and context.
Yeah.
The kind of employment advisors that you're looking for isn't so much working with the kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the delivery of activities.
Yeah.
It is the strategic conversation, supporting a school to, I suppose, in some sense, you would say, to enhance their delivery of activities rather than the delivery of activities.
Okay.
So a typical example, Paul, would be a meeting in a school, maybe half an hour, looking at what they already deliver in terms of careers and employee engagement, and sourcing activity, or helping the school to source activities in order to inspire young people. Mm-hmm. So one particular school that we're working with, we have Gareth Jones, who works in ICT, BCT, Business Community Solutions 365, and he's working with one particular school to develop their IT curriculum.
Right, okay.
Because he is from an IT sector,
he
will do that. Hmm. If he weren't from an IT sector, his role would be to look for somebody who would help the school to do that. So that's a strategic conversation.
Yeah, okay, get that. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the delivery of.
Okay.
However, from time to time, they might be delivering.
See, now that's interesting, isn't it? Because from the other side of the street, if you like, from an employer's point of view, and from my work with the Federation of Board of Business, we get lots and lots of businesses that come along and they go, oh, the trouble with kids of today is they're all snowflakes, or the trouble with school today is it doesn't make people fit for work. And that may or may not be true, but, of course, the bit that's missing is their input as employers, because why would a school know what you want? Why would a young person know what you want? Neither of them have ever done it. So why would they know even? So if you want to influence how we behave at school as far as enterprise is concerned, you actually have to get involved, because you're the people with the expertise in it, not them.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Schools are great at teaching,
yeah,
because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And businesses is separate from that.
Yeah.
So it's about making those links,
yeah,
getting the business person to support the school to understand what's needed for the future, because yeah, the schools are preparing young people, yes, academically,
mm,
whereas we have all sorts of conversations around young people are not ready for the workforce, for the workplace, etc. And so therefore we need businesses to help the schools to do that.
Yeah.
And that could be from a strategic point of view. Then alongside that is the delivery aspect.
Mm. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, because this is my opinion, not yours necessarily. But one of the things that I see increasingly is that because of the pace of change in the world of work and society in general, it's not even a done deal. You know, you can go and tell somebody something, but in 6 months' time, that could all change. And, you know, for schools and educators to try to keep up with stuff, they really do need someone who is involved and on the pulse on an ongoing basis. You can't just go in there once and go, well, what you need to do is teach the little what's-its to read and write better and then walk off. You know, that's just not going to help anybody. And the interesting conversations I have in schools are, you know, teachers will talk a lot about the problem is a lot of the pupils don't know what they want to do for a living. And I go, I'm 61. I don't know what I want to do for a living either. Why should a 17-year-old know? And anyway, how do you know what job's going to exist next year? Because it doesn't exist this year. And any job that exists this year won't be there next year. So we're in a moving field. Martin, you wanted to come in
there. Yeah, I just wanted to ask Munye about the apprenticeship levy and whether or not you think that might help bridge some of that gap between business and teaching traditional kind of learning in schools. The fact that businesses are going to be paying the levy and therefore, you know, should be more actively engaged with the curriculum in terms of preparing kids for life as an apprentice outside of that. I don't know. Do you think that's going to be a benefit?
I think certainly they are. The apprenticeship levy has just only come in, so there'll be some testing waters. I think, obviously, be my personal view, that apprenticeship levy will help with some of those figures. It has certainly helped with getting the apprenticeship message out there in many, many other schools that may not necessarily have been aware about the apprenticeship opportunities. Now, through the enterprise advisor, this role model who is going to be helping schools strategically, they can relay those messages in the schools. Because bear in mind, schools will be paying into, some of the schools will be paying towards this apprenticeship levy, so they will be affected in many ways.
Yeah.
And they will have to think about how they use their funding to do that.
Mm.
And that apprenticeships is not just at level 2 or level 3 anymore, so not just necessarily at A-level route, but you also get all the way to a master's qualification through an apprenticeship route. So yes, in the long term, yes, there will be an increase in uptake for apprenticeship opportunities. But developing of a curriculum, absolutely fundamental,
yeah,
with employer input, yes, and that's what we need to yeah, encourage.
Can I ask you a bit more now about the structure of what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. So you're running this network in Kent and Medway.
In Kent only.
Only in Kent. Okay. So we've got that right. And you've got a whole team of hundreds of people that's just you.
There's a whole team of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're it.
Yes.
The whole of Kent. Yeah?
I am it. Now, the mechanisms of how this works nationally, there are about 95 of me nationally.
Right. The mind buggers.
But maybe not quite with the hair.
He's just taunting me now.
So the network is such that you have one enterprise coordinator per 20 schools, and that's how the match funding works.
Right.
We are working with up to 30 schools in Kent,
right,
because I feel we can.
Yeah.
And we are in our first 6 months of delivery.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but I kind of want to get this sure in my head. So you're working with 30 schools. How have they been? Are they self-selected? So have they come to you and gone, we want to be part of it?
Yeah. No, they haven't been self-selective initially. We, based on research, all the stuff that careers and enterprise companies do is based on research. It's right. based on what we call the cold spots. So where either there are high numbers of young people not in employment, educational training or low skills qualifications, right. etc. And our target has been based on the coastal schools, coastal areas, coastal regions, because there has been research that's been conducted around coastal regions.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So our target has been to identify those schools in the first instance. Mm-hmm. And all schools are at different stages. We've got 17 schools signed up
right.
at this moment in the first 6 months. We are looking, obviously, to sign up some more schools. Mm-hmm. I should also say we have now just got funding to include West Kent schools
okay.
because of how the funding works. So we will have another 20 schools, so we'll have 50, maybe 60 schools by the end of this calendar year.
Okay. So has the focus been on coastal areas because that's where there's more deprivation?
Yes.
That's
the bottom line.
Yeah.
But we are, the target is 20 schools per enterprise coordinator. Like I said, we've increased us to 30 schools because we feel we can, and so when there's a need, particularly for special needs schools. Mm. And we hadn't included special needs schools in our original plan. Mm. So we decided we need to add some special needs schools and look at how that model works for those, because the need for those schools will be rather different from a generic secondary school. So we need to make sure we're matching the right enterprise advisor to those particular schools
as well. Do you mean special needs schools?
Special needs schools.
Right, so yes. deaf schools, for example.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting. Munya and I did an event at the beginning of the year with another KCC unit, which are Mark Perrin and David Deakins and the good folks at the Kent Supported Employment Needs Group. And we did a joint venture, did we not,
yes.
Munya, where we looked at people with supported needs in the workplace. Yes. And we looked at that from an employer's point of view. One of the problems that we have as employers is we have a massive skill shortage in the UK. So we've got this stupid system where, well, not a system, it's just an environment where we've got loads of young people without work. We've still got 14% youth unemployment, even though adult unemployment is now down to 4.5 and dropping. So we need to get more young people into work, not least of which because we've got 767,000 unfilled job vacancies.
Oh, yeah.
But you're absolutely right as well about the numbers, and the reason for the coastal areas is fairly straightforward, is most industry in coastal areas is hospitality, and that's it. Yeah. There isn't anything else. You either work in hospitality or nothing. Mm. And, of course, a lot of people don't want to do that.
Yes, and not just big businesses, so many more
they're
SMEs.
All small, they're all tiny.
In those areas, so we need many more SME businesses to get involved.
Okay, so you've got 30 schools, maybe coming to 50 if you get the funding for West Kent. How many advisors have you got working with you at the moment?
We have 25 enterprise advisors signed up.
Right.
And they range from, again, small businesses to some larger businesses involved right. within that.
Okay.
We are actively looking for more business leaders to be involved.
Okay. So let's focus on that for a moment. Yes. Do you have a number in mind, or are you fairly open-ended about this? How many people do you want? One?
Right. No. At this moment, I definitely want one because I have signed this school up, the right. Homewood School in Tenterden. They signed up probably 3 months ago, and I still don't have an enterprise advisor for that school.
Oh, that's a shame.
I really, really need an enterprise advisor. It's a big school, you know, 2,500 young people.
It's a nice school as well.
Absolutely beautiful school, a large catchment area. The people in the school, the head of the school, really, really open and keen to get involved, but haven't been able to find somebody.
And in practical terms, what does that look like in terms of a commitment on the part of the... Yeah, the enterprise person.
Yeah, so the commitment is about a day, a short term, so about 6 weeks.
Homewood, as I happen to know this because I live opposite the school, but Homewood is one of those schools that does 5 term years.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have long holidays, so it's nicely spread out over a long period of time as well.
Yeah. So that would help the school.
So it's about one day, a short term,
but that does not have to be face-to-face all the time. It can be virtual.
Right.
Certainly, you know, the introduction meeting at the beginning, that takes about an hour and a half at most. And then thereafter, it's the follow-up and the network. Because remember, the conversations are with the school leadership rather than the careers coordinators.
Right.
Because the strategy, and the strategy needs to be built from the senior leadership team.
So you're looking for well-connected business people that can hopefully get schools and employers talking.
That's right.
Actively.
That's right. And support this school with anything careers and enterprise related. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, enterprise is a really, really big part of this as well, because that's why it's a careers and enterprise project. Mm.
This, people, listen to me. People, this is really important. You can't keep on moaning that you can't get staff if you're not prepared to do anything about it. Mm. Yeah, you can advertise with me as much as you like, and thank you very much. I do appreciate that. But increasingly, we want more and more young people into the workplace. And we can only do that if you tell education what it is you need from them. If you help education to deliver your needs, then we're all, you know, collaborating, and that's where we need to be. So anyone out there, anyone that thinks they may be able to help, you don't have to live in Tenterton. You don't have to live in Ashford Borough. It's only one day a term. It's not very long at all, and you can do some of it virtually anyway, by Skype or on the phone or, you know, smoke signals or however you want to do it. please do get in touch. You can get in touch with me if you want, and I'll put you in touch with Munya. But Munya, if people want to find out more about what you do, there's a website, yeah?
You can go on the Careers and Enterprise Company website, and you join the, you click on the Join the Network, scroll along there, you'll find me on Twitter, at Munya_BB. I follow you, Paul, as well.
Yep.
So you can find me there. Or if you search for Kent Enterprise Advisor Network, you'll find us there. So, yes, we are looking for... Certainly, this particular school's homework school's enterprise advisor, but we will be looking for another at least 25 enterprise advisors.
Okay. I've put a link to the Kent Enterprise Network on the Kent Business Radio website. That will be there forever. You can find out there. If you want to contact Munya directly, you can go to Twitter, Munya_BB.
That's right.
Munya, MUNYA_BB. Follow Munya on the Twitter. Get in contact with him that way. If you'd like to talk to him about Homewood School, do so. If you want to talk in general about a school in your area that you'd like to get involved with, then do so. It's all about dialogue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Munya, we love what you do. We continue to support you. You continue to support us. You come along to all of our events with the FSB as well, which is great. So there's a lot of collaboration going on here, which is as it should be now, to try and move this whole thing forward. We really have to do better for our young people in terms of getting them interested and involved in the world of work. We can't keep just moaning at them for not doing it in the way we want to. And of course, they've got so much talent. And one of the things that so many people overlook is young people nowadays come equipped in their DNA with how to work technical things. They just know how to do it the minute they pop out of their mummies, don't they? They pop out and get an app or something, don't they? Is that how it works? Something like that. They know this stuff. It's second nature to them. And a lot of older people in business are nervous about it. We were talking earlier about ZC Live and how many businesses still have not got digital because they just go, oh, don't understand, oh, no, I'm scared of that. Whereas young people, it's a breeze. They could do it in their sleep. So there's lots of talent. There's all kinds of other talents as well, but there are lots of talents out there. Munya, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure, as always, to talk to you. I know how passionate you are about what you do, and I know your background, and I know that you've worked in this field for a long, long time before you worked with KCC. You were working with CXK and other organisations looking after young people. So we thank you for the work you do, because it's really important. Please, if anyone wants to help with Homewood School, which is a big need now, get in touch with Munya. Or if you want to think about, you know, getting involved longer term with another school, do also get in touch. For the moment, Munya Betsy, KCC Enterprise Network. Thank you so much.
Can I just mention that?
Yeah, of course you can.
On Twitter, to that didn't lie, Twilight have just tweeted, and they want to know if they can help.
Oh, brilliant. There you go.
Message them
to work. Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you very
much. Talk to Laura. She's the person. She's brilliant. She is, Laura. Oh, there you go. Sorted. That's another job done on the Business Bunker Show. Cool. Good. Thank you for that, Munya. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Do feel free to join in. But for the moment, Munya Betsy of Kent County Council, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right. Whilst we're talking about such things, there's been an announcement.
Oh?
Not that one. the new Lower Thames Crossing has been announced. They've finally made up their minds.
Yeah.
The announced route, does anyone know? No?
Gravesend.
Yep. Route number...
Three.
C.
C. Option C.
The announced route for the new Lower Thames Crossing is Route 3, Option C, with the Western Southern Link. It's the one preferred by Highways England and supported by the South East LEP. Mm. When complete, it will link the M25 junction 29 and 30 and cross the Thames via a tunnel between Tilbury and east of Gravesend before connecting with the A2 near Cobham in Kent. Also announced at the same time is a £66 million investment to widen the A13, a major route through Thurrock and the Thames Gateway growth area, and directly enable the creation of an estimated 4,045 new jobs and 3,340 new homes by 2021. The A13 widening will also support the delivery of £3.3 billion of private sector-led, nationally significant development of DP World London Gateway, Thames Enterprise Park, the Lakeside Basin and the Port of Tilbury, which will create another 33,000 new jobs and new homes. A further £10 million will be invested to alleviate congestion and the environmental impact of the current crossing at Dartford. So, they finally announced it. When they start work on it, I don't know. And when it opens, who knows?
Well, it's going to take 10 years to build. So it's quite a big project, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what they're saying is by the time it's completed, they'll have to shut the Dartford crossing because that will need a complete refurb. So we're still only going to have one crossing.
Yeah.
I'd just be in a different place.
Yeah, I don't want to get all political about this, but we've got to start thinking about this better now. These kind of long-term infrastructure projects are not what they used to be, yeah? The pace of life changes so quickly now, you've got to be really careful. One of my pet hates is this new £62 billion railway that they're going to build. And I'm going, why are you doing that? Because it won't be ready for 20 years. And in 20 years' time, how many people are still going to be commuting on the railway? If you invested that money in broadband and cellular infrastructure, we could all work from home. And then we wouldn't kill the planet either. And we wouldn't drive diesel cars, which you don't like. And, you know, we wouldn't have to go anywhere. We don't need to go on a train. We could all work from home in our pants.
And we'd all have a better quality of life for it, wouldn't
exactly. we? Exactly. So, you know, whilst these, you know, like London Airport and Crossrail and all the big infrastructure projects increase, I feel sorry for them, you know. If you're in government and you're trying to do these things, it takes an eternity to get it agreed. And then by the time you've finished building it, nobody needs it anyway, or things have moved on, or you need something different. Really difficult, a really difficult situation. We've got to think far more long-term and far more strategic than we are and try to extrapolate. Nobody can read the future, obviously. But we've got to extrapolate things, you know. I was thinking something the other day. Somebody was talking something about an extension. And I thought, well, hold on a minute. I just read a report about driverless cars. So if that became a reality, why would you even need to do that? You know, you just get a bunch of driverless cars and do it. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, there you go.
You mentioned that. And I wonder whether the industrial strategy green paper that came out in January highlights any of those two major projects, because that's huge skills gap already. If we're talking 20 years time, if you're going to need engineers or scientists for those areas, it will take maybe 10, 15 years for some of those people to be trained.
Yeah, so it should be plugged into what we're doing now. Exactly right. Absolutely. Yeah, but we don't think about that. But, you know,
we can't even get broadband right, Paul.
No, exactly.
I didn't have broadband all weekend where I live.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a joy, I must say, because I wasn't... Well, didn't feel inclined
He was in a bunker at St George's golf course, mine.
There is no signal down there, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Evo Girls, Tunbridge Wells Mastermind Meeting, 19th of April, which is tomorrow.
Yep.
If you haven't been along to one of these before, it's the lovely Rebecca Robertson, who was in the studio recently with her son, Cam.
Yep.
It's a Mastermind Meeting, so it's very kind of interactive. And this month, it's all about... business finance and top 10 tips.
Cool.
How to pay less tax, make more money and keep it. And there's a lady called Vicky Moody who's going to be doing the keynote at that. So your first event is free. Get yourselves along to that. Tunbridge Wells Mastermind Meeting, Evo Girls tomorrow. And you can book on at the Evo Girls website.
Thank you for that, Martin. We're going to take a break and go over to Jonathan in the newsroom, and we will be back after that.
Channel Radio News Update.
President Trump has praised the US military after dropping what's been described as the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. It's the largest ever non-nuclear device ever used in combat by the United States. It was dropped on a series of caves and tunnels near the Pakistan border, believed to be used by Islamic State, with more than 30 militants thought to have been killed. The largest teachers' union says schools are struggling to find support to deal with an upsurge of mental health issues in children. The NASUWT claims children as young as 4 are suffering from problems. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says a Labour government would end what he calls the epidemic of high street bank branch closures across the UK. The party would introduce a new law to stop damaging local communities and businesses. Around 20 million car journeys will take place across the UK over the Easter bank holiday weekend. 2 million Brits are also set to head abroad, with today the busiest day for travel. And the clean-up operation is taking place in New Zealand. It's after Cyclone Cook swept across the country. Many homes have been left without power. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm John Francis. Harry Kane and Romelu Lukaku will be nominated for the PFA Player and Young Player of the Year awards. Two strikers are joined on the Senior Players shortlist by Chelsea.